Blessings. My name is Jean Senville. I am well disposed to teach the truth of the Word of God. As this program's name is Hour of the Truth, Hour of Truth. We dedicate ourselves to teach the truth of the Word of God. The first thing I'd like to talk about in a very few minutes, it's about the new birth, born again. I know a lot of people think born again is just saying it. Before I do this, let me just give a short testimony about myself. I was born in the Dominican Republic. I grew up in Haiti. You can hear that thick French accent. That's the reason. And I grew up in church. I was 5 years old when I first went to church. And by the age of 14, I was a youth minister, a youth pastor. And I thought actually in a youth convention that had over 2,000 young people and my pastor saw a gift of God in me. And he pretty much put me on the platform with him after a laying of the hands. And I was a young deacon then, and I grew up at the age of 19 when I finished my high school, and I went to a college called a Saint Pilote de Formation Professionnelle, Professional Center of Pilote Center, that's in Haiti, Varre, Haiti, where I learned stuff for a little bit over 3 years. And I went to the jungle, started my ministry, which ended up now having so many churches under my leadership in Haiti, which is a blessing. Now, the teaching of the Word of God had never been something that because someone can read, they can do. It has to be a gift of God. As we read the spiritual gifts that God gave to man to teach His Word, because the Word of God is inspired from God. And to be able to teach the truth of the Word of God, you have to be inspired. And you have to have the Holy Ghost as your teacher. Now, several things I'm going to be talking about. But what I want to talk about right now is about the new birth. People think saying born again is just a word or a phrase or something they can just say. Let me tell you the truth. Born again means that you are already born, but you receive another birth. Now, how you receive the other birth? A lot of people think it's just by saying it, or because they step into a church, in a congregation, and they pray for them. That's not born again. And we're going to discuss also the reason why we need to be born again, the true born again. But let me start by saying is born again, it takes two steps. There are two major steps for someone to be born again. When I say born again means you were born naturally of your mother and father, then you receive another birth. And that other birth, it's not of your mom and dad's will. It's God's will. God put that rebirth in you. And the reason for that is because there are five reasons for the new birth. If I may start with the first one before we go deeper into the teaching of baptizing, which is one of the major teaching or a major doctrine. First, the new birth, you know, is absolutely indispensable. And you know, when something is indispensable, it's like something that has to be present, that has to be there, that has to be utilized. And that's why we say the Bible teaches us that the new birth is absolutely indispensable. The reason for that is because the incapacity natural of man, the natural incapacity of man to apprehend the spiritual reality, to understand God, to obey God, to please God, and even to enter into His kingdom. Let me say that again. That way I may rephrase it somehow everybody can understand. The new birth is absolutely indispensable. The reason is, it's because of the natural incapacity. We are incapable. We are not able, or we are incapable to apprehend the spiritual reality. We are not able, or we are incapable to understand God, to obey God, to please God, and even to make our way to His kingdom. It's very clear in the Bible, as John says it in John 3. I know verse 16 is one of the verse everybody kind of jumped into, John 3:16, but that's not where we at right now. John 3:16, I know it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in Him have everlasting life." Sure, but it's very important to know that there are other verses but John 3:16. Like when we read here in the Bible, which I'm going to read with you right now, John 3, we're going to read verse 3 through 6. And I'm going to give a good understanding on what Jesus was talking or telling Nicodemus, when he was talking to him about the new birth. John chapter 3. Okay, now we're going to start in verse 3 through 6. I don't have that much time. I'm not going to stay long. I'm going to do it by small segments. That way we can get it, a lot better. John 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, which was Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again." Now, why Jesus said born again? It's because Nicodemus was already a man. He was already received a birth from a mother. So that's why Jesus said born again, which is another birth. But Nicodemus could not understand that spiritual language that Jesus was talking to him about. When Jesus said he has to be born again, verse 3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." When I'm teaching in my church, I usually ask that question: see the kingdom of God and enter into the kingdom of God. Which one anyone preferred? Everybody said they prefer to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus was said to Nicodemus here, "Except a man be born again," that's another birth. It's not coming from any mother's womb. That's what Nicodemus thought Jesus was talking about. But that's what I'm talking about. There's a spiritual language here that is not a natural language. That born again here. It's not saying it, but it has to be taking place. And he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, unto Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old?" And Nicodemus should have known what Jesus was talking about, because the new birth process was prophesied in the Old Testament. We're going to cover that in this teaching. It was prophesied in the Old Testament. But Nicodemus, as a ruler of the Jews, I don't know why he couldn't understand what Jesus was talking about here. And now he said, "Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Any kid, I have a 6-year-old at home. There is no reason he's going to believe he can go back to his mother's womb. That's impossible. Now, Nicodemus thought Jesus was talking a natural language, just like everybody believe born again is just a natural thing. It's not. When you're born again, you're born of God. And the Bible says only God can create that birth in you and I. Only God can do it. And how he does it, we're also going to cover that with you. And now, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born." Now, here are these two steps that make someone born again. The two steps. Here it is. And we're going to have a lot of verses to prove you that. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and, you see that "and" is very important, and of the Spirit, it means it doesn't take only the he born of water. He has to be born of water and that coordinate the Spirit. And of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Very important. And I'm open for questions. I have my email addresses. Anyone welcome to ask me questions. He said, except a man be born of water. Remember what I said about "and" of the Spirit. It takes those two steps. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, this is how you're born again. When you're born of water and of the Spirit. Now, the question is, would be, I know be born of water is when you go and then you get baptized in the water, of course. What about then of the Spirit? How do you baptize of the Spirit? That's another subject when we start teaching about the water baptizing. Water and baptizing of the Holy Ghost. That's another thing. I know a lot of people don't believe in that, but the Bible is very clear about water baptizing and the baptizing of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, when John the Baptist came, he said, I'm just here to baptize of water, but there is one that mightier than me. He will baptize of water and, of the Spirit and fire. You know, a lot of people don't know if the Bible teaches three baptizing. Yes, it's three. It's not only one. But a lot of people think it's just water baptizing. No, the Bible teaches three. Water, baptizing of water, the Holy Spirit, and fire. So we're going to cover all that, but it's going to take a long time because I'm going to make the segment.